Thanks, Robin. I like what she said. Their speech, their communication, their skills. It all has to be what they can do, not what can be pre-programmed for them. For example, if you have a communication device and someone recorded,
"I want a drink of water."
Water would be the only thing that person could ask for. And notice I said someone recorded it. So if someone who couldn't talk wanted something other than water, how would that person tell anyone what to record so they could ask for what they wanted to drink? And if things always have to be recorded, that same person always has to be available to do the recording, or else everything that is recorded will always be in a different voice. Who wants everything coming out in different voices? The voice you are hearing on this CD is synthesized speech. This means it will say anything that a person types into it. So if I type, "I want a hamburger," it will say, "I want a hamburger." If a child has show and tell, that child can put together what they want to talk about. It doesn't have to be recorded by someone for them. And as they get older and start doing book reports, taking part in discussions, running for student council, and so on, they need the ability to say just what they want to say and how they want to say it. This needs to start as early as possible. So, if you put a communication device in front of someone for the first time, and they appear to be talking within minutes, that should be a bad sign. They need the ability to build their own sentences, form their own questions, and in time, program their own vocabulary. This takes months if not years of working with a speech therapist and getting help from people around them. Talk to other people who have the equipment you are thinking about getting. Find out if they like it, see how well they can communicate with it, ask them questions, ask if they like what they have, or if they wish they had something else. Most communication devices have computer access. This should be as easy as connecting a USB cable from the device to the computer. No software should need to be installed. If software is needed to access a computer with a communication device, you will have problems. The reason is, places like hotels and libraries don't allow outside software to be installed. A simple USB connection is all that should be needed for the communication device to be recognized as a computer keyboard for any computer. Some communication devices have Windows right in them and can be used as a computer, and can even access the internet. Most communication devices also have infrared, which means they can run anything that works by a remote control, such as a TV or DVD player. Bluetooth might also be available, giving a person access to a cell phone through Bluetooth technology. The sky is now the limit for a disabled person. Actually, they might become an astronaut, so I should say, shoot for the stars. Always do the best you can, and any time you have a struggle, just remember, it's all part of the climb.